Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minutes unscripted on IT and IT security. Now, this week continues, and what I continue doing this week is formalizing a training program. You know, when I started out with SimWitty, open source software where I was doing a lot of mentoring and bringing people aboard on that project, first couple few people, I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? I had an idea, I had some thoughts. But I just did it, and we did it together, and afterwards we brainstormed to figure out what to do next. Same thing with the academy. First couple teams, I could rely on all my past experience, but, you know, without doing it, you don't really know. So you start somewhere and you build on it. I think that is the fundamental tip for building a security program or a training program. Start somewhere and make small but measurable improvements. I'm hearing that same thought echo time and time again this week as I'm doing podcast interviews. So I do the Encode Decode podcast. I tend to queue up a whole bunch of interviews when I have downtime. Then, of course, they come out every couple weeks, so watch for these episodes. But two in particular resonated with me. One is a manufacturing company doing software development, and another is a transportation company doing risk management. So the transportation company, they're adapting ISO, right? 27001 for your information security management system, and 27002 for all your controls. There's a lot of controls and a lot of requirements and pages of documentation. So what they did there was, hey, let's take a look at our key business processes and let's figure out what components of the ISMS apply to those and what controls from 27002 would most protect those. And let's shrink that universe down to the top 5 or 10 things that we can do right now, right away. And then do those in a minimum viable way, figure out what works, and then improve. Similarly, with the manufacturing company, they looked at things like BSIM, and they looked at things like OpenSAM, these software assurance maturity models, where they got tons and tons and tons of different steps and controls and, you know, business functions and whatnot. And of course, they have lots and lots of applications are producing. So where do you start? Well, one is looking at data flows or key bits of functionality, and then looking at those critical data flows or key bits of functionality and prioritizing the ones that drive the most value. Now from there, figuring out what you can do to mature the processes that protect those. And here he boiled it down to 5 steps, which was training, threat modeling, static analysis, dynamic analysis, and incident response. So you take all the software assurance maturity models, all the complexity of producing clean code, all that, and boil that down to the top 5 things you need to do right now. Meet them all in a minimum viable way, and then iterate and improve over time. I think that is the fundamental way to get work done in these environments. Because for both of these guys, they're getting buy-in, they're getting support, and they're being seen as security leaders who are taking a reasonable approach and doing a solid level of effort to predict what's going to happen and protect against real risks. So, there you have it. Start somewhere, then take one step forward, right? It's a whole journey of 1,000 miles begins with one YouTube video or something. I don't know. I think that's how you build good programs. I think that's how you build good training. I hope that's how you build good training. Agree with me, disagree with me, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on social media. Cheers, have a good one.